And now, a nasty mess left over from the Cold War.
The atomic age is a dreadful age. But we must realize that when we broke and released its energy and changed the history of the world, no one can say what the future will bring. No one can speak with certainty about whether we shall be able to control this deadly weapon, whether we shall be able to maintain our life and our peaceful relations with other countries. I can assure you we do everything we can.
Will we be able to control deadly nukes? That's President John F. Kennedy, along with Senators Henry Jackson, Warren Magnuson, Stuart Udall, Wayne Morris, all legends there at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington State back in September of 1963, practically 50 years ago. They were part of a groundbreaking, building new reactors to produce more plutonium for the Cold War arms race. And as a photo op stunt, here JFK uses a Geiger counter to confirm that new uranium fuel at Hanford is all ready to make weapons. Hear that applause back in 1963? Well, there would be no applause today, and you wouldn't need a Geiger counter to know that radioactive waste from the Cold War is out of control at Hanford. Six underground radioactive waste tanks at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation are leaking. The governor of Washington State is furious over the leaks, despite billions of dollars spent annually on cleanup efforts at perhaps the most challenging environmental cleanup site in U.S. history.
These tanks, we were told by the federal government, were stabilized years ago, and we were told that there would not be a leaking problem of these single-shell tanks because they had been, quote, stabilized. We now know that is simply not the case. It is not true.
That's Washington Governor Democrat Jay Inslee, furious at the Department of Energy. Anna King, reporter for the Northwest News Network, has toured the Hanford plant, has been covering this story, joins us on the line from Seattle, Washington. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So you know this facility very, very well. What is leaking and how much are we talking about?
Well, there's 56 million gallons of radioactive waste total, but they believe about 1,000 gallons or more per year might be leaking out of those six tanks. They think about less than 3 gallons a day.
Now, this has been on the sort of Twitter sphere and blogosphere. You could go back to August and hear reports of this problem in some, you know, less than reputable environmental sites. But now this has really hit the mainstream. Tell us how this story has developed.
Well, a few Fridays ago, there was an announcement late in the afternoon before the long weekend that there was one tank possibly leaking waste. This was huge news for the DOE to confirm that there might be a leak out there. They didn't have many details. They couldn't give me much information beyond that. But then the next Friday, in a meeting between Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu and Governor Jay Inslee, Washington Governor Jay Inslee, they spoke together in Washington, D.C., and immediately following that meeting, Jay Inslee came on to a press call and said there was not one tank leaking, but in fact six. Now, that doesn't include another tank, a double-shell tank that is also leaking internally.
Talking with Anna King from the Northwest News Network covering the leak reports at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. I compared Hanford to Chernobyl at the top of the hour, and one real difference there is that there are very few people living at the Hanford site, yet it is adjoining the Columbia River and is smack dab in the middle of the Columbia River watershed. Tell us a little bit about Hanford and your experience out there, and what is it that's actually leaking? What kind of chemicals are we talking about?
Well, you know, this is a caustic brew. Some would characterize it as a witch's brew of chemicals. There was three different kinds of chemical processes that they used to extract plutonium or collect plutonium from uranium, and they are all mixed up in these tanks. Each tank has its own kind of chemical makeup, and it's really complex. Every tank, they have to kind of rewrite the book on how they're going to clean it up. And so it is a very complex, hard job to do.
Any sense that this is getting into the Columbia River water itself?
Right now, the director of the Hanford Watch Program for Ecology for Washington State Ecology said there is no immediate threat to the human health right now. These tanks are pretty far from the Columbia River, you know, in an order of miles. And so for this waste to move, it moves pretty slowly, and it has to get to the groundwater. Then the groundwater has to come out to the river. So that waste is not in the river. But there is contamination from the Hanford site already hitting the river. And it's a serious problem because this waste is flowing out towards the river and eventually will get there if it's not stopped.
I want to play a comment from Cheryl Whalen, who's a tank farm expert for the Washington Department of Ecology, someone that you've spoken with about the fact that the federal government needs to provide more information. Listen.
I think we're certainly asking for a lot more data and the analysis of the data to be given to us. We didn't ask for that before.
You're asking DOE to show their math.
Yes.
So what's going on there, and how unforthcoming has the Department of Energy been here?
Cheryl's talking about the fact that ecology has been looking at these same numbers for decades of how much waste is in these tanks and the levels, and nobody caught this, that there might be continuing leaks until supposedly right now. And she's saying, we need to see the math, we need to see the data that you had before, and when did you learn about this? There's just a lot of unanswered questions. I've been calling the Department of Energy almost daily asking for more information, and it's just been very slow to come out.
Anna Kaag, before we go, what's the sense of the people in the state of Washington? Does the federal government have this under control, or is this just spiraling out of control?
I think spiraling out of control is a little bit strong. There's a lot of very smart scientists, very smart engineers working on this problem. But that said, there's a question about how many tanks are out there that are leaking. Could they get worse in the future? And so there's just not a good solution at this point. Where do you put this waste and how do you keep it out of the river?
And, of course, all of that complicated by the sequester, which, of course, is hanging over Washington, D.C. and Washington State. Anna King is the Richland, Washington correspondent for the Northwest News Network. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.